ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
For the most part, you know, I've learned how to deal with the ups and downs of a tournament and just sit back and let them happen and play the way you play. And you know, you figure out from there the table. If I have a really aggressive table, I'll tighten up and wait for my chances. If I have a bunch of guys who are sitting there folding every hand, I'm going to be firing at every hand and collecting chips. You know, there's different strategies to every different tournament. But the cool thing is, once you played a few, you learn these things.
Like, it's unbelievable to people that I put Drew Brees as a second-tier quarterback. Which, by the way,
he's a man. He's 40.
The first tier is Rodgers, Wilson, Brady. And honestly, if I was going to put another guy in the first tier, I think it would have been Cam Newton. Drew Brees was ninth amongst fantasy football quarterbacks last year. Ninth. So if you draft Drew Brees as a tier one guy, good luck.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. Now it's at the underscore Jermaine. It's at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Well, you missed a lot of fun poker talk because we are out here at Prime Social. Barry Laminack filled in for a while. A.J. Hoffman bubbled on the tournament with a move that I think in retrospect probably not the right one. But he came on and filled in for a while. Then you just heard R.J. Bell, and now we go to the closer, the Roberto Osuna of the staff.
Wow.
Hey, it's better than Ken Giles. Jermaine Every will be filling in for the last hour. Here, Jermaine, appreciate you coming in, man.
Oh, no problem, man. I got the call from the pen kind of late, so I had to hurry up, warm up, and get ready.
What do you think of this place?
This is really nice, really nice. I mean, it is packed. I pulled up. There was no parking. So I knew when I walked inside, I was like, okay, this place is probably pretty full, but I didn't realize it was going to be this full. This is really nice, though. Really
they have a lot of really good cash games going on. I'm, you know, said last hour, kind of hoping the wife decides to go out with her friends tonight so that I can hang around and play a little bit.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. I heard you talking about that. I guarantee you, like, just because you're hoping for it, it either will happen extensively or will not happen at all. She's probably at home right now.
Yeah, she probably is, but that would require me actually texting her and finding out, and I don't want to do that. So one thing we haven't really gotten to today is the third preseason game for the Texans, and I was kind of waiting for you to talk a little Texans because I know you like your football.
Oh, love it. I love all that kind of stuff.
And, man, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about how much to play these guys. I'm kind of on the, listen, I don't want to get them hurt in the preseason, but I want them to get ready for the regular season while they're practicing and then, you know, play themselves into shape over the first couple games. It's always been my sort of approach to guys, especially guys who've been hurt. And it varies. Like we were talking about Sam Darnold earlier. I think Sam Darnold needs to get reps. I would like to see him out there for the Jets. But I don't really need to see Deshaun anymore. I'd maybe throw J.J. out there for a couple plays, but is it really going to benefit him that much? Is it really going to make that much of a difference? Where do you come down on that?
I come down on the fact that we need to see J.J. out there for at least a series or two, get him a few plays to see how he goes full speed against some other guys. Just some live competition besides practice. I wouldn't want to see him out there extensively, no more than maybe 10 to 15 plays at the most. Deshaun Watson, I'd still let him out there for a series or so as well, just to keep him in rhythm and keep him in tune with things that are going on, because this is the last time that those kind of guys, those level of players on your team are going to get a chance to actually play before the live bullets come in a couple of weeks for the regular season.
So give me some things to watch tomorrow night when the Texans or tomorrow afternoon, I guess it is. It's not tomorrow night. It's like 3 o'clock.
I would say look and see what if a guy like J.J. or Whitney or guys like that have been out for a while that haven't shown their face on the preseason field yet, see how they play full speed. See how they are from play to play. Also, you want to see because their conditioning is another thing. You know, guys have been practicing, and you're practicing against your own team pretty much. They had some combined practices, but for the most part, I want to see what those guys look like full speed against other guys and what their conditioning looks like from play to play. Their effort, the in-syncness of the offensive line is another big thing that I always look for in preseason games as well.
Do they have enough at the running back position? And interestingly enough, just announced today, Deontay Foreman will begin the season on the PUP list, which means six weeks before we'll see him again, if we see him in 6 weeks.
Right.
Which means it's Lamar Miller and it's a bunch of guys that, frankly, I think you can throw in a box and you're going to get the same thing. Do they have enough at the position? Should they be looking at the waiver wire?
I think they should definitely be looking at the waiver wire because Foreman tore that Achilles in late November. That's typically at least a 12-month thing. So that's something that I don't think he'll be back until the end of the season at the very earliest. But they definitely need to be looking at the waiver wire, looking at the last few guys that are going to get cut from other teams as well. Because Alfred Blue and his gang of merry men that's behind Lamar Miller aren't going to cut it. I'm tired of seeing Alfred Blue slam into the back of his own players and gain a yard and a half when you need three or four. Lamar Miller did lose weight, and he looks a lot quicker. That first step has a lot better burst off the ball than what he did last couple seasons. So that's going to be great, but he's not a 20, 25, 30-touch-a-game guy anymore. He's not that guy. He never really was. And I think Bill O'Brien the last couple of years trying to use him as that combined with his weight loss, I think they need to get somebody else in there until Foreman can come back fully healthy, which will probably be fully healthy next season.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. We got the last important preseason game, and not that any of them are important. And you actually have college football starting this weekend.
There's four games, I believe, this weekend.
Yeah, including your Rice Owls.
Yeah, my Rice Owls.
Are you excited?
I'm super excited
for your Owls?
I'm trying to contain myself because I don't want to get too loud on the radio. I'm so excited about that Rice PV game.
I haven't been able to find a line on that, actually. I feel like I should bet something, but I couldn't find a line.
I put it to you like this. It's as simple as bet Rice with the money line. I wouldn't take the over in that game just in case, but I would definitely bet Rice with the money line.
I have to find one before I can actually tell you what it is. Hey, there's a lot of stuff that I want to get to here over the next, almost an hour now. But we'll do Gym of the Day next segment. I actually have two or three possible Gyms of the Day.
My kids love that segment. That's like their favorite segment.
Really?
Blitz.
I think they're going to love today's because I don't really know which one to pick. So when we go to break, I'm going to throw them out there, and then you can tell me we pick one, we take three of them.
We could either do it during the break, or we could do it live on air, whichever one you want to do.
I think we should pick on the break. Well, okay. No, maybe not. Maybe we should wait and do it. Because I've got all kinds of weird stuff for that. And also, I don't know if you saw Patrick Creighton's story on George Springer, that maybe that injury is a little worse than first reported.
I hadn't had a chance to fully read it yet, but I heard you guys talking about it. I believe it was The Usual Suspects as well. That's interesting. And it brings to light even more so Joe Blank's video of, really needing to find a waiver wire trade pickup now. Because you're going to need another bat if he's going to be out at least another 4 to 6 weeks, which is on top of the already 2 weeks that he's missed. So I think it's imperative. They're going to have to make a move that they probably didn't want to make, but they're going to have to make that move just to be on the safe side of things.
I wonder that with about his effectiveness. I mean, maybe he can come back sooner than that, but a thumb's not a great thing for a guy swinging a bat.
No, it's not. I mean, last year, I can't remember the injury, but Carlos Correa came back around the same time frame, sometime in September. And he came back, and he was pretty decent, down the stretch one of the season and in the playoffs. When you're talking about a thumb holding, gripping, swinging a bat, especially when they want to put him in the leadoff spot as the table setter, you can't have that guy where he can't grip the bat, he can't put a good swing on the ball, he can't, get the ball in play, no matter where you put him in the lineup. I mean, the Astros, the offense has been struggling enough. The last thing you need is one of your table setters, one of your guys who normally, gets the offense going, to be struggling with the bat because he can't grip it.
The bookmaker Sean says Rice minus 110. I think that's a pretty fair price for Rice. I'm not saying I'm taking your bet.
That bookmaker sounds about right, yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he was a little bit off.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $90 gift card to Chewy's, good for a dinner for four. Enjoy the annual Green Chile Fest at Chewy's until September 2nd with four new menu items, including the frozen watermelon margarita. Celebrate at one of the nine Houston area locations or drop in for happy hour every Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. The bench gave away today's prize to Vaughn since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Vaughn, for being today's winner. I don't think there's any female Vaughns out there, is there?
What if it was like a Siobhan?
Okay.
That's a female name.
I'd have been okay with that. Now, I don't know if the bench would have accepted it because they're kind of snobs about this thing.
Yeah. You know, those guys are kind of, you know, pinky in the air kind of guys.
I had to expand it to get women involved yesterday.
You know, but it's always good to get the female listeners involved. You know, always good.
We love our female listeners. We got a bunch of them, too. A lot more than I ever realized.
At the party, I think it finally kicked in how many female listeners you guys really got.
Oh, and they are degenerates in a good way.
Love them.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we will go through the choices for today's Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. Don't go anywhere.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Prime Social. Lots of good cash games going on at all levels, so you might want to get out here and get into the action. No AJ, he's off to coach's fight tonight. And Jermaine Every filling in.
Yes, I am.
Appreciate you being here.
No problem.
All right,
no problem.
Before we get to the gym, here's some of your options to choose from. We have a Florida candidate who claims to be abducted by an alien. We have a shark bite here in Texas that wasn't fatal, and then it was. We have a security guard in Florida who got fired for farting.
I saw that one.
And we have another security guard who was charged for having sex with corpses in a hospital.
I saw that one, too.
So what would you like to be the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day?
Let's go with one of the first two, either one. I'm real interested because I saw the last two. And just, like, reading and whatnot.
You're not interested in having sex with a corpse?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, not at all.
Because, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Coming soon, the death metal version of the Gem of the Day jingle.
Nice.
I made that up. All right.
Come on, man. I was excited.
Well, a 42-year-old Texas man was swimming off Bolivar Island near Galveston, where we have a great many listeners, attacked by a shark, which not good. Not a fan of sharks.
Me either.
I'm not a fan of Shark Week. I'm not a fan of sharks biting people outside of Galveston.
Now, wait. I am a fan of Shark Week.
Okay, well.
But I'm not a fan of sharks.
I am not a fan of Sharknado, Shark Week, the Meg, any of this stuff. It's not a fan. Sharks, right up there with snakes in my book. Get them the hell off my planet. When I go Thanos and get rid of half the population, I'm going to push a little button that makes snakes and sharks
okay,
go with
them. Okay, see, here's my confliction with snakes. We get rid of snakes, then we're going to have an overrun of rodents.
I'll get more hawks. Hawks will eat those rodents. So just boom. Plus, they're fun to watch when they swoop down on them.
Hawks and owls.
Yeah. And falcons.
Hey, okay.
You see what I did?
Canadian
there.
Wombats?
Well, my wife is always like, you know, there's no wombats in Canada. That nickname's terrible. Like, no, that's why it's a great nickname.
Exactly.
That's why I may adopt that one permanently.
Because it's so obnoxious. It's perfect.
Yeah, and are you saying I'm obnoxious?
No, I love that nickname.
I think you're saying I'm obnoxious. Okay, that's okay. I am obnoxious. So the guy got his leg torn up severely. He managed to escape, which is good.
Good.
And unfortunately, the bite was only the beginning of his problems, because now he's fighting off the severe flesh-eating skin infection that took root when his wounded leg was exposed to the water.
Okay, here's why I'm not surprised. He was in Bolivar. Any water down there on the Texas coast is just trash. I guarantee you he could have gotten bitten by a shark, dipped his leg in a public toilet, and it would have been better off than putting it in that water. That water down there is so it's like it's nasty. It's like gross chocolate milk. You get in 3 inches of it and you can't see your toes. It's that bad. So I'm not surprised by this.
Yeah, well, that flesh eating stuff is a mess, and that's happened a couple times down there, but you know, so bad enough. He survives a shark attack. You think, okay, I got this. I'm going to be all right. This might have been my thing.
Right.
And you know, it's just like when you have that car accident that you walk away from. You think, okay, I might be okay now. And then a week later, your brain starts exploding. That's what happened to this poor guy. He is he has a GoFundMe page in hopes of covering his $100,000 medical bills.
Oh, man. You know, that's the irony of life, though. You survive a shark attack. And then you get killed by or near-death experience with a flesh-eating bacteria or something like that. That's life's cruel way of saying, ha-ha, got you.
Yeah, that's one. That's like the Charlie Brown, Lucille Ball thing. It's like, oh, I'm going to get kicked. Ah! Yeah, no. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
This is amazing to me that the security guard in Memphis.
The one having sex with the corpses?
Yeah, with a dead woman's body.
You know, I don't understand guys who do stuff like this. Like, there's so many live women, number one. There's so many willing live women, number two.
Where are these women? I'm just out of curiosity.
They're all over.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, you could, like, spit and hit one, probably.
Probably not in here.
No.
There's a few, but you
this
probably.
This is pretty much a pickle party. Mm. But, I mean, there's some ladies here playing. I mean, of course, there's the waitresses and whatnot, but there's some ladies here playing. But
yeah, there's some really good players in here, ladies. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, I just think that's just how, why. Like, you couldn't find anything or anyone else. You have to go to this?
Is it really any different than having a sex doll?
It's gross. She's dead.
Yeah, you know in Louisiana, and I know you have ties over it, that's still legal, technically.
Yes. You know, this was on the ballot about necrophilia. And I'm like, how in 2018 or 2017, 2016, it was in the last couple of years, is this still on the ballot? Like, you can't be serious. Sometimes I get so embarrassed about my home state, it's ridiculous. But it's Louisiana, so nothing really surprises me.
News outlets reported that 23-year-old Cameron Wright is charged with abuse of a corpse. An affidavit says at least two people saw him having sex with a woman's corpse in a body storage room at St. Francis Hospital in Memphis. The hospital says in a statement that he has since been fired. Police say Wright has admitted to the crime. Why, corpse and wife jokes here. It's just so easy.
How do you abuse a corpse?
Well, that's the charge. I'm pretty sure the corpse didn't feel a thing. I'm just saying.
Who files the charges? The state? Because the corpse can't report anything.
Well, obviously, whatever authority, whether it was local or state, they filed the charges.
Good Lord, dude.
So.
A corpse. Like, you couldn't pay a lady of the night.
He's only 23 years old. I'm guessing there might be some mental issues here. Just guessing.
Mental issues are plus 3 million.
Okay.
It's a sure shot.
It's either that or, you know, smoking weed and you're sitting there going, I'm doing my security job.
Oh, no, he's smoking more than weed if he decided to have sex with a corpse.
Check that out, man. That That's Grandma Bentley. I've always wanted to do that.
That is like meth bath salt action right there.
Oh, well.
There's no way you could be that high on just weed and say, you know what, I think I'm a bank of corpse.
And, of course, well, I've had some weed that, well, it was strong enough that you wouldn't be able to. But and, of course, the Blitzer start the way in. Can't believe you confess. That seems like something you would take to the grave.
Oh, my gosh.
Boom.
Come on, Blitzers.
Oh. I love the Blitzers. They always find something.
It does bring a whole new meaning to dead fish.
Okay, you might have gone too far there. You might have gone too far. Everything was fine, and then, boom, you did that.
I did that.
Did you see that? I don't know if you saw this thing on the average price of a date in the U.S.,
you know, there's been all kinds of discussion and debates about that, like what should be a date, the $100 date, the $200 date. I'm going to guess, let me see, does it specify whether it's a first date or just a date
in general? Average of a price of a date in the U.S., and it goes state by state.
Okay, Texas, I'm going $125.
You're over. It's $110.69.
Wow.
I don't know where you cheap bastards are taking your women, but I know it's been a lot more than that.
Yeah, because dinner sometimes could cost that much.
Yeah. It depends on – again, it depends on if you're going upscale dinner, if you're just going to a regular place. But, like, if we go to a real nice restaurant and we'll order a nice bottle of wine, it's going to be more than that. But
yeah,
we're talking average, so there's – it doesn't really count now because we don't date, right? We just go, well, hey, let's go have dinner here or whatever.
Right.
But $110.99.
That's pretty – I put it to you like this. Considering the food options here, especially in Houston, we got some really, really nice places to go out to eat, some really nice upscale restaurants, so it can get pretty pricey.
Would you care to guess Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, I'm going to go $65.
$63.65.
I knew I was close.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess New York is the highest.
This going to be a cheap date because we're just going to go out and tip some cows over, maybe grab a sixer. And, you know, I'll get you some McDonald's.
Make sure you bring the carpet for the barbed wires so we don't get caught like last time.
Yeah, New York, the top one, $297.27.
Oh, my
God. So $300 almost.
That's why we only visited once, and we plan on going back sans kids.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of New York. I really appreciated it the last time I visited. I think I got a chance to see some of the positive of the city. My problem with it is not that it's expensive. I mean, obviously, if you want to live in a place like that, you got to pay more money.
Right.
It's just that there's way too many people for the size of it, and I hate being that crowded.
I don't like it.
If it had 4 million people instead of 8, I'd like it. But
yeah,
there's a reason everybody wants to live there, too.
It kind of it brings out my anxiety. What's that, Tyler?
I got it. You're fine.
It kind of brings out my anxiety because I don't like crowds. I don't like being around that many people, especially that many people moving. You're walking down the street. But I love the food. I love the little shops, you know, the shopping and different things like that. That kind of stuff, the history, the buildings, the architecture, that's the kind of stuff that I like.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you wish to text the show. We are on location out here at Prime Social, where there's some really cool cash games going on right now and at all kinds of levels. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, maybe you know what, you're thinking about going home, don't go home. Nobody wants you there. Come on out here, play some poker. All right, tell you what else you can do this weekend. Maybe you got a vehicle you're not using anymore. It doesn't matter what it is, car, motorcycle, RV, tractor, truck, it could be a four-wheeler. And maybe it's been sitting out there in your garage, or it's been sitting out in your ranch or whatever, and you're thinking, hey, man, I'm going to fix this thing up and do something with it, and you never did. Well, now you can. You can do something with it. You don't have to fix it up. Just call Texans Can Academies. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You can do it online just almost in no time at all. And the donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 gift card on top of that. So you're going to get rid of something you're not using anymore. You're going to do a good thing by helping the kids at Texans Can Academies. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. It's so simple. You can be the next Blitzer to step up and do this, because that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies, where they change lives every day. They take in kids who are thinking about dropping out because they can't work around their schedule for some reason. They give them another chance. They work with them, and so many of them go on to do great things. Now's your chance to help. 713-225-4226 is the number. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social. Two more segments to go. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. You can get in that way. You can hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler at the underscore Jermaine. And Jermaine, every filling in is A.J. Hoffman, had to leave early tonight. I wanted to get into this Michelle Beadle thing because she went off yesterday about how she doesn't watch football anymore and blah, 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 blah. And then it comes out today that she's leaving ESPN's morning show Get Up, which was kind of her job to watch football, by the way, to be part of the new NBA postgame show launching this fall called After the Buzzer. And to return to Los Angeles.
You know, it's really, really freaking convenient, Michelle Beadle, to say that you no longer want to watch football when you're leaving to go and co-host the NBA postgame show. And she probably had this deal within works, in the works, within the last couple of months.
There have been rumors about Get Up losing people and changing things for months now. So
because it's a crap show. It's stupid. I mean, really, who really watches Get Up? If you watch Get Up faithfully every single day, hit me up on Twitter at the underscore Jermaine. I would love to know what kind of person you are with the Venn diagram of who watches and who doesn't watch Get Up. I mean, it's a hokey kind of, you know, concept that they have. I don't really like it. I don't really get a good vibe from it. I tried to go back and watch it, and I can only get through maybe 5 or 10 minutes of it, and I have to turn it off and watch something else. But to me, not only did Michelle Beadle make this real convenient that she's leaving for an NBA show, but what is she saying about all the scores of women who work in sports journalism or hosting good sports shows that still watch the NFL as part of their job? What about the women that actually work at the NFL Network? What are you saying about them? Are you saying that they aren't part of the feminist quote-unquote movement, or they're just so accepting of these male chauvinistic ways that the NFL has? I don't get it. It just seems like it was very self-serving. And it was just I'm going to stand up on my soapbox and tell everybody how I feel, what I think kind of thing.
And kind of using the Urban Meyer thing as I'm not a fan of hers. I'm not a fan of that show. But it was obviously a cheesy attempt to get attention. And then a day later, you're going on to something else. That'd be like me coming on and saying, you know what, I hate gambling and poker and I never want to talk about it again. And then I'm leaving to go to a church station the next day.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you did that.
I would.
I'm just joking. No, I would.
It's like, I condemn poker. I condemn the evils of gambling. I condemn even the evils of horse racing.
You know, I
wish to join Joel Osteen.
If that happened, if I want to communicate with Fred, I'll text him. That would be a phone call. Are you okay? Is everything okay?
Hi, this is Fred Fowler for Joel Osteen Radio. Fred the Canadian Wombat Fowler. And we just want you to know that Jesus loves Joel Osteen, and so does God. And you can contribute to Joel by buying one of his books or his videos. And dial in right now, and you can talk to Joel Osteen, 713-780-3776.
What do you think?
I think you got the voice for it for sure. You got the voice down pat. Now, all I need you to do is just learn some Bible verses and whatnot so that way you can actually, like, really drive it home. I can get you there. But here's my thing. Raheel just says, okay, but if they offered you a job on Get Up, you would take it. Oh, yeah, I would probably take it.
Well, you would. I wouldn't.
You would? No, you would. But in your position.
I've been on record is that I will not work for those guys.
If I had to move out of Houston, I wouldn't, for Hill, because I just bought a house here. So that lets you know where my loyalty lies. My loyalty lies to my house.
You got a pretty good other job, by the way.
Yeah.
You do okay.
Yeah, I do okay. Yeah. I mean, and the thing about it is, though, sure, I would love to get my career in the media off the ground. And if they offered it to me, I would seriously consider it. But if they say, hey, we need you to move to Bristol, or we need you to move to L.A., or we need you to move wherever, the answer is going to be no.
Now, and Raheel's in a little different spot. I mean, Raheel's a young. If they called him for that show, I'm sure he'd jump all over it. But for me, it's not for me. And I've had opportunities to do some stuff very similar. And, you know, my choice was to do what I'm doing because, listen, a lot of that national stuff, if you're very well established locally, you do better than a lot of the national guys. Do you do better than Skip Bayless? No. But you do better than a lot of those guys. And TV has not ever been my goal. I mean, we've got so many other businesses here that we're involved with. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not something that ever appealed to me, and including one recently that would have been very high profile. It's just, I don't need that, don't want it. And it's something for a younger person, frankly.
It would be really hard for me to walk away from that, but at the point of my life in which I'm at, I'm sold out here. And I'm not relocating, moving my family and all that, and the kids. And, you know, I got a high schooler and a middle schooler. Like, I'm not trying to uproot them, even if it is the opportunity of a lifetime. Plus, I don't want to feel, like, so boxed in and controlled and, like, you have to do this or you have to say that. You have to do it this way. I would need to get total autonomy and freedom of, like, how I portray myself. Because
good luck with that.
You're your own brand.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think that going to do something like that at the Mickey Mouse Network, it would totally box me in, and I would feel like.
Well, but you also, that so many people's careers are made by that place. And
true.
It just, at this point, I'm closer to the finish line than I am the start, and I don't really have a desire. Like my next goal is, frankly, to be retired, at least semi-retired, and just play poker and do things like that. And, you know, taking on a national show like that where I have to pretend to be something I'm not is not for me.
Authenticity is really big for me. And how I grew up, how I was raised, it's all about being authentic, being true to yourself. If they let me be me, I'd strongly consider it. But if they want me to be a caricature of myself, I don't think I could do it.
409, so I'm a female, and every time I cannot sleep, I would see that stupid show get up on really early in the morning and went to think to myself, the only reason the show even exists is so a pervert man could just look at that Michelle girl. She's eyeball candy for all the men that didn't get sex the night before.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty harsh there.
She is a nice-looking lady, but I mean,
she does not. And that's another thing. The older I get, the less I care about how people look on screen. It just doesn't, you know, if I want to look at something that's going to entice me, I have websites for that.
Yep.
But it just, I care about whether or not you know your stuff and whether you're entertaining. And it doesn't hurt if you look good on camera, but it just doesn't do anything. I don't watch shows for that reason. But I'm an old, and I'm going to die soon. And, yeah, one of the other, like, Good Morning Football is just as cheesy. I can't even watch that anymore. Show has gotten so bad. It's shtick, and it's bit after bit after bit. And I'm sure I hope it'll be different when the season starts. But
I think in the off season that show is way different because there's not much to talk about. So they're just trying to draw and pull from any and everything they can to create topics to discuss. Whereas during the season, to me, from what I can remember, it seems more as if they're, like, reviewing games and calls and plays and different things like that.
And that's fine. That's what I want. But during the off season, don't keep creating bit after bit after bit. Don't try to compare the World Cup teams to NFL teams. And just there's so many forced things. And that's obviously the ESPN influence there because ESPN does that with so much of its stuff. I just hate forced bits like that because they come off as that forced, and they're not fun, and they're acting like they're, ooh, this is so fun. Yeah. No, it's annoying. Talk about some football, dickweeds. And that's a little different, I think, than what we do because we've always presented the show exactly as what we bring to it is that it's going to be different. But as far as a show, if I go to NFL Network, I want news. I mean, like ESPN, if I go to that, okay, fine, goof off a little. NFL Network, I want news. I want to know what's going on. I don't want bits. Same thing with MLB when I want my baseball. Same thing with NHL Network when I watch that all the time. All right, we're going to take a break. One segment to go here at Prime Social on Westheimer. Come on out, get some poker on tonight. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN. ESPN. 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com today. Lots of great stuff. And there will be lots of great stuff all weekend going into Monday. We're to that point of the year where there will be something on SportsMap every day starting this week. So my next day off will be in December. We'll see how that goes. But good stuff on there today, including Patrick Creighton's story. Have a video up with some Travers picks. Hopefully we'll nail those. And Joel's got a couple videos. AJ's got some fantasy tiers. Just a busy, busy day. And so please go by and check it out. A lot of people work very hard on that and to give you good content. And follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. All right, before we get to stupid stuff, I'm getting so irritated with USA Today because like they had a whole story today on are the Browns and Eagles going in different directions based off of last night's freaking preseason game.
You know,
oh god,
preseason. The and I wrote this last week I think for Sports Map about how you can spot the crazy fan from the real fan, but the media outlets that get overly excited about preseason results and preseason action and preseason play. Like, really, I expect that from fans. I do not expect that from legitimate media outlets. It really pisses me off when I hear that kind of stuff because you guys are responsible for bringing the news to the people. You're feeding them utter BS, and they're gobbling it up and regurgitating it out, and it's just a bunch of BS that goes around everywhere.
And it's funny because, I still get, that's like the last print thing I get is USA Today. Now, I do use it for the litter box primarily, but I still use that website for show prep, and they're turning into this to one of those things that makes people hate media, and that they're creating storylines and they're false outrage and all that stuff. And every golf story has Tiger Woods something. And, I mean, and it's just so predictable that it's frustrating. All right, we better do stupid stuff before we get too much farther along.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
What's up, man?
What's going on with you without a hat today?
I was here all day for meetings and stuff.
Okay. You look like deathbed Marlon Brando.
Come to me on the day of my death, asking me to do murder.
Asking me to do a show.
And now I'm rethinking my eating habits. You might be onto something here.
Just saying.
No, I didn't realize that I had the eating habits of a child. Maybe that's
it's
true.
All right. It's all right.
I just never grew up.
There's no shame in it.
So you'll feel great shame.
Interesting. That's a really good Russian accent for somebody who, quote unquote, served our country.
That's right.
Couldn't possibly be a Russian.
You accuse me? This number one bullshit.
Almost.
Congratulations on winning the name game.
Why do I feel like we're not going to get either one of those?
I don't know. If they don't, then I guess, boom, I'm going to Chewy's. Dinner for four. You guys can come.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, check out Sports Map. Excuse me. That was one of those where I had the sneeze coming. And I'm like,
sneeze cough?
Well, I coughed thinking it would force the sneeze because I knew it was coming and I was just trying to get it out so I could get back to talking. So it was kind of a fail.
I think you should go as Jeffrey Jones.
No.
And just
no.
go.
Oh yeah.
Like,
and
just
and get a doll of a small kid? No.
No, no. Get real kids.
No.
You went back to the Marlon Brando look.
Yes, I did.
Except now jeans.
Well, yeah, jeans, but, you know, decent shirt, nice.
It's a casual day here. And I want you all to come out to the Urban Star Bar. I want you to have a good time. I want everyone to leave with a belly full of food and a mind full of memories.
And I won't refuse a friend.
Yeah, I can't do that voice.
It's hurting you.
Yeah. So I'm getting texts from people telling me all these stories to ask Coach Cheryl about.
Pardon me.
4:56, that's two in the 4 o'clock hour. You're on pace for six today.
Are you
if, sure? If I were on pace guy, I would say you're on pace for six today.
It's like, people, hey, how you doing? It's like, I'll tell you how I'm doing. I'm sleeping 2 hours a night with an arsenal that John Wick would be jealous of because a friend of mine loaned me a bunch of stuff. And I was telling Steven, it's like, I just hope somebody walks in.
So you put know that, no one would go a second time
no,
in your home.
No, but I want to put that red dot on their forehead, and then I realized he's Indian, so that was probably not an appropriate joke.
Oh, no. Oh, with the quarterback jokes. This
wow.
Guy.
Well, guess what, Joel Blank, you're off the hook.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, man, it's been a fun week, no question.
Yes, it has. So, I remember a few of those segments.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of this week's effort, and, you know, we'll have to keep doing it again next week. And once we're getting close to football season, but hopefully we can – one of the cool things over the last few months, we've been able to have a lot of fun with the show because we haven't been having to be married to football season, but football season's about to be here. So we're going to try to keep it mixed up and keep having fun with it, and hopefully it'll be cool. You got any good weekend plans?
Watching football, and I got a bunch of meetings and stuff tomorrow that I got to do, and just taking care of business, adulting and parenting and stuff. Kids start school on Monday.
Yep. Are you happy about that? You ready to get them out of the house?
My grocery bill is about to go down tremendously. Man, I can't wait.
Yeah, that's
because, well, see, the thing is when your kids know how to cook, they'll come home and they'll ask you for stuff like, you know, most kids, they ask their parents for, like, hot dogs, chicken nuggets. No, my kids say, hey, Dad, can you make that Cajun shrimp and chicken pasta? Hey, Dad, can you grill some steaks? Dad, what about some crawfish etouffee? They never ask for, like, Dad, can you make us some hot dogs?
I'd say, listen, you little ungrateful bleeps. Go in there and get yourself some Easy Mac.
Yeah.
Get ready for college now. Ramen and Easy Mac. That's what you're going to have to live on.
They know how to make ramen. They know how to make ramen. They even know how to make ramen out of a microwave.
Okay.
They're college ready.
Yeah, they are. Meanwhile, my son tells me that he's in his third year at UH, and apparently that does you no good in terms of parking because he's getting hosed on parking.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And still?
And I hear the parking there is terrible, so now I'm having to walk through the idea of parking at my place and going and taking the train because, you know. But, yeah, apparently he's getting screwed in his third year at UH, so.
That sucks, man.
That was going to be my Hey Man Bleep That this week, and then something else came up. But to you, UH, I say Hey Man Bleep That. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Tyler, great job over the last 2 weeks. Appreciate you filling in for Jong. Hopefully he won't die on the way back, but if he does, I feel like we're in good hands. Good job there, Jermaine, coming in and helping out with the last hour. I want to thank you for
thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Thank AJ for jumping in when he did. Thank Barry Laminack for jumping in when he did. Hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.